Okay. This is the moment where me and Anna hand each other our boxes, our presents.
The receipt's in there.
Okay, yep, the receipt's there. This is Dress to Impress, the episode where we have decided to go back clothes shopping because it's been a while since we've done clothes shopping, isn't it? Actually, I'm going to go sit over here. And we decided that both of us have some exciting events coming up. So we have set ourselves a challenge of buying a gift outfit type thing for each other. We gave each other a budget of £100, swapped a brief, and have been out and bought some things. So this is an episode where we talk you through why, what we did. You get to hear us shopping for each other and the grand reveal. Welcome to Slim and Will podcast. This could all end in tears.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Right.
I'm so scared you're going to hate it and I'm going to hate it. And I'm going to be like...
It's so incredibly nerve-wracking shopping for somebody else. Like, I was like, would she like this? I looked through your Facebook profile.
There's not much to tell.
And there is not, you know, you are a lot of face photos, not many body photos.
No.
And even then I think like, well, it made the cut. So she must have kind of liked that photo. But then did you like the outfit? I was looking at what colours, what shoes you had, what jewellery that you wore. I was like full stalker, like on, it's
but
really difficult.
Me in group. That's like work clothes, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're kind of going to give you the details of the brief, but the reason we wanted to do this was sometimes we can't always see, like, ourselves, you know, and it's good to get someone else's, like, thoughts and perspective on something.
Well, I often think if you saw your body on someone else's head, you'd say far nicer things than your own.
You said that, didn't you, the other week? And it is, and we learned a lot when we did the episode clothes shopping. If you haven't listened to that, we went out with Linda, who's a personal stylist, and we went and got our knockers out and got bra fitted and all kinds of things, and we got different outfits and had a makeover, and it was really interesting, like the type of things that she ended up picking, which were so different to things that we would have thought, and just the real chance to like really understand and see our body shapes and the type of things that might work for us.
Your outfits from that very shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Linda wasn't there though. Yeah. And I think, I don't know if you felt this, but I know the things I'd pick off the rail that I'd feel comfortable in. And when giving someone else that power, you're just a bit like, well, do they know that bit wobbles with me? And do they know that bit? And so I was really, really nervous that I got it really right for you and that, yeah, that you like it. And I blew the budget on one thing and you've got about 48 things in my box.
Well, that's always interesting how different people take their brief. Yeah. But the dress that I found for you ended up being... you know, a little bit less than our budget. So I had room to play. So I thought, I'm going for the experience rather than just one item.
I just went pure decadence. It was the first thing I saw and nothing... You know when you've got something in your head and then nothing else compares? You're here. I ended up in a very expensive part of the shop where the dress I found for you was more than my mortgage payment in a month.
What?
Yeah, I left that one there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, well.
What we
open? Oh, okay. Well, in the meantime, you know, please do come. You will share some photos if we like.
Yeah, if
we
fits,
wish.
And we love them. If not, you're just going to see us in our leggings.
Yeah. And come find out more about us. Some of you have been asking what we look like. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. You can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Obviously, at the time we've recorded this, we are adhering to local lockdown restrictions.
Yeah.
So bear with if by the time this episode comes out, things are a bit different. Who knows if shops will even be open by the time this podcast airs. But at the time we did it, we wore the masks. We went separately, different households, all that kind of jazz. So in the meantime, you now get to listen to both me and Anna walking around the shops, trying to pick out the outfits and reading through the briefs which we gave each other.
So here you find me in my natural habitat,
in a car park of a very big shopping centre. Extremely excited because I have been let loose with a budget of £100 and a very, very loose brief, no pun intended, from the Claire Freeman. I've got to go and find her an outfit for Christmas Day, and all she's told me is no pink and no flowers. And all that is running through my head is pink and flowers. That's all I can see, and I've checked out some internet ideas. So I'm going to go in. I've got an idea of what I'm going for. I am masked. I'm hydrated. I'm ready to go. I'm really, really hoping that there is going to be something decadently incredible that is going to absolutely smash it, because I need to win this. I don't think there is a win or a lose of this, but I need to just to fall so in love with this outfit. So my idea is, Claire has got an incredibly beautiful petite waist. She's teeny tiny on the waist. She's also got cracking boobs and a good old pair of pins. So I'm thinking a little dress that could highlight all of those things that she can drive in, she can eat in, that can look just really effortlessly. Chic. I'm thinking maybe like a biker boot to go with it, like a cardigan. I'm hoping she's got all these things at home, but if not, I may need to steal, beg and borrow. Of course, there will be no stealing going on, but very, very excited. So I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to get myself in there and keep you updated.
Okay, this is part one of Claire goes shopping for Anna. Highly exciting day, although it may be dreary and grey and cloudy. Today, I am here to shop through the eyes of Anna Mangan. What could possibly be a more exciting way to spend a Monday, drizzly grey, cold afternoon? I've been tasked with looking for, I think they're mostly the theme that she's kind of sent me, is quite bright, bold wrap dresses. And I've just walked past a couple of shops. I've come to an outlet. It's like kind of a retail type park on the periphery of Greater Manchester. And I've spotted at least four shops that I can go in here. See some nice dresses through the windows. But I'm going to start at the very end and kind of like work my way through each shop and then come back and then decide on which ones I like and relook. So here goes, part one of Claire Go Shopping for Anna.
OMG, I've just found a sail rail of animal print. Oh my God, like animal print silk. We've got a dress with a really beautiful tie neck. Oh, but it's pink. But then I think it could work. Is anybody else like me just pulled to a sail rail? Because I think you get so much more for your money. Oh, we've got a palazzo pant. There's just so much, and my eye is just being drawn to the pink.
Okay, just coming out of a shop now, another installment of an update. Just rereading Anna's brief. Her brief from Phil, because she doesn't really know where she's actually going, is that she wants that it is a posh, funky place. She said to me, no nudes. As in beige colours wise, but we all know that Anna is not exactly the type of person who would blend into a beige carpet anyway. Anyway, I'm waffling about details because I've just been in the first shop, and I think the very first dress that I saw outside on the window could be the one. Like, you know when you just have a feeling, like I was drawn to it. It is like this beautiful, like kind of pink number with some kind of, they're not flowers, but they're like kind of shapes and stuff inside. It's kind of silky feel. It's quite long, so it's past the knee, but it feels so good. It's got long sleeves. I reckon if she wanted to, she could put a belt round her waist if she wanted to pull it in a bit. It's in her size, like there's three in her size. You know, I just got a good feeling. But I'm going to do that classic thing, because I know how many shops Anna went in and how many things she looked at to get her wedding dress, that I feel I would do her a disservice if I didn't look at least every shop
in this little vicinity. The good thing is the budget that we set each other, that dress is only half that budget, so then I may potentially be able to get some accessories to go with it. Which is highly exciting. But anyway, I'm at another shop, gonna go in and see what's what.
Somehow, I've just stumbled into the designer section, found the most incredible dress, then looked at the price tag, and it's more than my mortgage each month.
Okay, I'm inside the shop now, a little bit muffled because I've got my mask on. I'm just kind of checking out what styles there are. It's been a while since I've been in a shop. I've seen these boots, right, that remind me of something from the late 90s, like the Spice Girl boots. And I remember having some of those, like where the bit where your toe is just as high as at the back. Like not wedges and stuff, but they just look ludicrous. There's like these weird kind of shiny Mac things as well. Like they feel, I don't know, like kind of weird latex to touch. Imagine putting Anna in that in a 40th. Then there's like a teddy bear coat. It is nude, it is the beige colour, so that's not going to make the cut. There is a bright pink coat though in the background. That might go if I got that pink dress. So I'm just going to have a look. Oh no, actually, I've just touched it. It looks more like a dressing gown. So anyway, wandering around another shop. It's quite busy in here actually. I'm looking for like kind of strong prints and colours. And everything here is a bit dreary. There's loads of sales on at the moment, so this could help with getting a bargain. I'm looking for a strong, powerful, quite posh dress. So I can see one on the wall here with a photo, which is like red with black and white hearts on. Could kind of work, because the other thing that Anna said in her brief is she could probably wear it with a leather jacket and some ankle boots. So that kind of helps me think how she's going to dress it up a little bit. There's quite a lot of leopard print going on, but I feel like she might have done leopard print. So yeah, I'm continuing to wonder. I think it's ironic that one of the dresses that's the number one at the moment is pink and floral, which is exactly what I told her not to get me. How ironic. Oh my god, there's also this thing here that's like 20 quid. That's like kind of a zebra top with like stretchy shoulder pad sleeves and stretchy arm bits, but it's got pants built in at the bottom. Ugh, it looks vile. I'm moving away from this section. I'm not feeling I've got a winner here. I might have to quickly whip around and move on to the next shop. It's really hard when you kind of feel like you've got the job done so quickly, but I'm trying to keep an open mind, people. I'm keeping an open mind. Onwards we go.
So, I've come out, my head's smashed. The first dress I picked up, this little green and black number, is incredible. It's got everything I need. It's got a little bit of a V-neck, it's got a pile on the waist, it's short, it would look good with like biker boots and black tights and her beautiful leather jacket. She bought. So I've got the lady to hold it. It's £99, so it's bang on budget. I got pulled in by some other incredible stuff, but it was just well over budget. I mean, I've clearly got lemonade money and the taste of champagne and caviar. So I've got one other shop that I'm going to go into. So over and out. It's raining. Got to put my mask back on. Wish me luck.
Right, let's take my mask off so I can talk to you properly. So, I touched the more bizarre leather skirts. I saw a bunch of dresses which I thought were very, very Anna. Like, they were kind of quite black, floaty kind of ones with little tiny red hearts. That is something I definitely know Anna would wear. But the thing is, I don't want this to be a dress that Anna would always normally wear. I want it to be like a special occasion kind of dress. I looked at some very kind of weird leopard print dresses, which just, I don't know, they didn't look very flattering. So that shop was kind of a bit more normal dress down kind of Anna. But what I'm looking for is the pow take me now, Phil kind of dress, which everyone wants to wear on their 40th birthday, right? I want it to feel nice. I can kind of sense myself feeling dresses as I go round. Like, you know, when he gives her that hug, like, pow, you look amazing, my sexy wife. He wants the dress to feel nice, not just look nice. And then it also feels nice, like, when she puts her nice sexy underwear on and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm feeling dresses as well as looking for ones that catch my eye. I am not going to get a job as a clothes TV presenter anytime soon. But anyway, more updates to be continued. And that's the seagull, even though I'm not anywhere near the sea. Small detail.
So all that keeps happening is that I'm spotting pink floral. Pink floral is everywhere. Should I just do it? Should I buy pink floral? I wish you could vote and help me.
Out of another shop, and I touched a lot of knitwear in that shops. I've also just texted Anna whilst we've been messaging to see what her shoe size is and whether she prefers gold or silver jewellery. And she has informed me and updated the brief to say that if I am buying shoes, that the heel should not be too high. So yes, I will continue with this brief, and I can see some nice pink colours in this shop. What is it with me being drawn to pink? Maybe I'm changing. Maybe I'm starting to like pink. Ah! Right. Yes, a quick whiz around this one, but I feel that first dress is calling me. I feel it shouting my name. Anyway, mask back on, hand sanitize, continue.
Okay, so I've come back to the car for a bit of time to reflect. I think my instinct is going, go for the investment piece. It's going to suit her. It's green. It's black. It's gorgeous. It's such sumptuous fabric. It's going to flatter all the bits that she wants to kind of be flattered. It's going to enhance the bits that she is really proud of, like her great legs. It's V-neck. It's, you know, it's got the animal print vibe. Or do I go and get the pinafore with some, like, a polar neck? And, oh, no, I'm going to follow my instinct. I'm going to absolutely go and get the £99 dress and just hope and pray it fits her.
Oh, I'm just stroking lots of lovely dresses, lots of prints, lots of them sparkly, glittery, bright checked red and black. There's like an orange with some kind of weird flower and polka dot thing on it, a brown corduroy dress. There's also this kind of leather PVC dress number, which I think would possibly shock Phil a little too much. I'm sure Anna might want to wear that, but not out of the house. And we all know how much she loves pyjamas, so I think her whipping out a PVC leather dress is probably a little bit too much, especially if she's going to be over 40. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, this place here that I'm at has got like kind of some really cool silky leopard print kind of numbers. They feel quite nice. They're quite light. Got the long arm thing as well, because I'm thinking it's January. It's going to be a bit nippy, isn't it? Hopefully she won't have to wear a big cumbersome coat, just a light jacket. Yeah, I'm just kind of like looking at it. I haven't looked at the price yet. Oh my goodness me, I can buy 5 of them with our budget. So yeah, I've come to a chain where things are kind of not cheap. That's the wrong word. It's a retail cheaper place where you get designer brands for a bit cheaper. I thought that might give me more options. Oh, a lovely black netted piece here. But the thing with Anna is, like, I'm looking for a dress that kind of doesn't, I don't know, it kind of pulls in a bit at the waist, but then she can kind of dress straight down. Anyway, I'm continuing. I hope I'm painting a picture of the effort that I'm going to and all the beautiful colours that I'm touching and smelling and seeing. I'll get somewhere eventually.
The deed is done. The pinafore, no, not the pinafore. The green and black dress is purchased. It's wrapped in tissue. It even smells expensive. I blinking hope she loves it. I love it. If she doesn't like it, I'm having it. Well, we're a totally different size. But yeah, I feel like I've done the right thing. I think you should trust your instinct. It's so hard shopping for someone else. Like the pressure to get it right, the pressure to get the size right, the pressure to get their taste right. So I hope she's going to absolutely love it. I've got 95p left in the budget. I mean, like, what can I get with that? I don't even think I could get a foot of a tight, could I? But yes, mission shopping successful. The Freeman has an outfit for Christmas Day.
Woo! I've done it. The rain has cleared and the sun has come out. Oh, yes. So, I ended up going to two shops. I tried recording something, but I actually realised I forgot to press record. Considering I'm the podcast producer, that's a terrible fail. But let me tell you, right? So, the first to last shop that I went in, I bought her some pants because these things are really important. I didn't buy these sexy, lacy, you know, ones that go up your bum, kind of. The ones that boys think that we wear. I bought her some nice, proper Spanx, okay? Because if you're going to wear a nice dress, you got to get a nice Spanx on you. I also found some shoes because Anna said that she doesn't like wearing heels. And I've seen her wear, like, kind of funky pumps. And I thought, to fulfil the posh, funky part, get a posh dress and some funky shoes. I just hope that they're going to fit her, that they're not too small. They've kind of got, like, a cool little bit of, like, a snakeskin pattern. They're black and they're white, so they're pretty simple. They'll go with most dresses and most outfits. So, yeah, I got her that. And then I went back to the shop and I bought her the dress. I'm just gonna stroke it right now. Ooh, I'm just feeling it in my bag. Ooh. Oh god, it's so nerve-wracking. Also, quite hard to find shoes for somebody who is a size 6.5, 7. If you were one of those people, I mega sympathize with you. I'm a size 4. There is everything and anything that is in size 4. And also, why is underwear always in really teeny tiny or really massive? There's never kind of in-betweens. Just some observations for shopping for other people. But I have enjoyed that, and I'm going to wrap it in nice tissue paper. You know, like when they kind of fold it nice, it's in nice tissue paper. I'm going to do that so that when she opens it, she may enjoy the opening, even if she thinks the outfit is a load of poo. Oh, it's quite thirsty work, so I'm off to go get a coffee and sit down before I head home and enjoy the final bit of sunshine peering through the clouds. Off we go. Oh, right, so...
Did you do it at the same time?
I mean, I don't really know how we go about it. You have so many more things to open that I don't know how you're going to go about this. So
just do it.
Yeah. So the box.
Are you going to do it first?
No. I think I want you to go for. You've actually gone for the money shot straight away. The most expensive part. Anna's got like a bright red bag. I've gone for colours. I've wrapped it in tissue paper and bright colours because I wanted to feel like, you know, hey, it's going to be your 40th birthday.
No, it's not. I'm 30 plus some.
That's fine, but I want it to be like an exciting experience, and I wanted you to be like, you know, I know you're staying in the hotel, so yes. I wanted you to be like things small that you can pack that are easy, but yeah.
Okay, should I go the biggest first?
The biggest part of the present. This is the one that I really hope that you like. I wanted to get something that really felt nice as well.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this. Oh my god, you're not gonna believe this, Claire. I nearly ordered this online the other day when I was looking for you. How mad's that?
What?
Literally, I was looking for your dress online and I picked this, I saw this and I was like, oh no, I want that. I'll go and see if they've got it in a shop. No, really, seriously. It was like she looked, the look of relief on her face. Oh, it's lovely.
But doesn't it feel nice?
Yeah,
it's and like very the bows.
And it's animal print. Oh, is it going to fit on the chesticles? do you know what? It doesn't matter. Even if I go the size up and take it back, I love it.
But I wanted beautiful. Something that would be like quite you, that is like bold and ooh, bright. That
I've
you
got
could
a slit.
You could.
How mad! I put this in the basket. Wow! If it doesn't fit, it's incentive to slim. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I love it. Oh. Can I open the next one?
Yes.
Oh my God, she looks like she just passed an exam.
So stressful.
I'm going shoes.
Okay,
I'm going shoes.
Yes.
I'm going shoes.
Okay.
Oh, Claire.
Well, you didn't want some high heels, so I thought you said posh and funky. Now, my concern is that these might be a bit small.
What size are they?
But
we can try.
They're like kind of black and white snakeskin things with a bit of leopard on the
like
old heel.
Them. Oh, I love go very well.
I thought that was quite Mangan style.
Yeah.
So it kind of. You mentioned about possibly teaming it up with ankle boots or a leather jacket.
Yeah. But trainers are a good thing because I do that. That's my vibe, isn't it?
Oh, yep.
Good work.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, if there's anything we learnt from Linda last year, it's always have a good pair of pants.
Oh, I like them. And a two-pack value bundle.
Well, you know, I don't know how long you're staying away for. But
a high-waisted shaping panty.
I also made sure they were not nude in colours because that was part of your brief.
And I think, do you know what? These are ones that, you know, sometimes with a shaping panty, where does the fat go?
Yes.
Like there's a, it could come out the bottom. Oh, okay.
Well, if you're going to wear a dress that's beautiful, that.
Yeah.
It's about, what you've got to have your foundation correct, what Linda said.
You have. Oh, so what's this?
Okay, there's a blue one coming now.
Oh.
She's tearing, she's opening into.
I'm scared what this is. What's this?
Well, I thought, you know, you go into a hotel with your husband.
Oh, hello. Oh, my God, you is this like a neck? Oh, Claire.
This was not part of the recording, but this was a little extra because I had some budget left. And I thought, I know what you probably need to kind of cover the big pants.
Exactly.
When you're walking around the hotel, that then you can have something that maybe you can go to sleep in this on in the evening.
Oh, and it's got
a black silky negligee. Is that what they're called?
Oh, Phil's going to like you. I'm excited.
Now there's a couple of little things.
Oh my God, she's going to get to mine and be like, there's one package.
No, but the thing is, though, my dress, it only costs £55 for you. So
though. What's this?
Right, these are some little pamper things.
Oh, this is what I use as well.
Right, so you've got some nice conditioner. There. You can see what that is. I didn't wrap it very well.
What's this?
Well, because you feel quite
warming
tired.
Warming eye mask.
Yeah.
Oh, I might use that now. And what's this, Claire?
Well, and
is it my favourite beverage?
I think there is, yes.
Oh, bless you! Oh my God, it's so nice getting presents. Thanks. That's my favourite bit.
She's got a Diet Coca-Cola.
I honestly, that dress.
It just feels nice. It looks quite glamorous. Nice. It looks like you can dress it up, dress it down. I'm just concerned with the shoes. You said you had quite wide feet.
I've got a size six. Yeah, it's all
but because it's got the laces, perhaps you might get under it.
Yeah, shall I try it?
So is this the type of thing that you would buy for yourself?
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, bar the negligee, but you know, that's just because I've been married for 400 years.
Well, you do have lots of pyjamas. I thought, this is not a hotel for pyjama night.
No.
One night, just leave the pyjamas at home.
Good work, Claire, good work.
Oh my God.
Are they vegan?
Oh, I did not know that, but have bought her vegan shoes.
You didn't know that.
No, I did not.
That's hilarious. They're vegan. Are you ready?
No. I feel nervous for
you. Do you?
Yep.
So there's two things in there. There's the dress and there is a bit of jewellery to get rid of.
Oh my God. I can see. I feel that there is a theme here of the animal print.
So I went high-end. I blew the budget. £99 on a dress. But when you see this dress, this is... So if you turn it around, it's a wrap V-neck dress. Because we wanted to highlight your skinny waist, your good knockers.
Yeah.
I watched a styling video on a wrap dress. And you could wear this over jeans.
Yeah.
You could wear it as a dress. You could wear it with leggings. It's short, but not like... ridiculously
showing
short.
Showing your pants short.
Yeah, but I thought you could wear it with like biker boots and a jacket. Do you like it? So green is a colour you look gorgeous in. I've belted it up so it looks teeny tiny.
God.
You look so good in green and it's zebra print, but feel the quality.
It is.
You can feel it's expensive, can't you?
I can tell that you've spent double the amount on you, and that's why I had to buy you some nice bits to go underneath. Yeah.
But it's the first dress I saw.
Oh, I just can't stop feeling it.
It's heavy. There's a little thing to go with it in there. just to pick up the accent colour.
It's in a box.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Don't get too excited. But it just picks out the colour. So just in there, can you see?
Yeah. It's like a necklace.
It's a green snake. It's a snake with a little green bead in it.
No,
so I thought,
way.
Just because it's a little V-neck, it might be a nice...
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
It's cute, isn't it? So what do you think of the dress?
Oh my God, I mean, it's beautiful. It's not necessarily the type of thing I would buy because for me, this feels like a classy lady kind of thing.
Well, it's... Look, I don't know if you know the label. Like, it's from a very expensive, classy lady shop.
This is where this stuff is really interesting because... I never really have felt like I belong in shops that have this kind of thing.
Aww.
Whereas in the shops I went to use, thinking about it now, I played it safe in lower chain shops because I know that I can walk in and out there with no pressure and no one asking me many questions. Whereas I would feel like I don't belong in a shop that sells this kind of thing because it's a bit too classy, and also I would worry that they wouldn't have it in my size.
No.
And again, it's probably a bit outdated, but wow. So in that sense, you've pushed me out of my comfort zone.
But I think but the dress is your comfort zone, no? But I fell in love with it when I saw it. I was like, I want it. Can we get like a uniform?
Yeah.
But I think the thing that we've both done is maybe pick things that I looked at that dress, but my instant thing was like, oh God, will it do this? Will it do that? And like, didn't buy it, but you just bought it. So it's not going to make me try it on when I wouldn't have tried it on. So.
And how fascinating that we both ended up buying the dress that we saw first for each other.
Yeah, because it's like a man. It's like when I fell in love, I knew it straight away because I looked at so many other things, but I just thought that was special. And my mum told me when I was younger, you can tell a good quality garment by its weight.
Oh, really?
And feel how weighty it is.
It is very weighty. Yeah. It's got a lot of lining.
Yeah, a lot of lining.
Oh, my God.
But
I can't wait to put it on.
It's a lovely experience to be shopped for, but also go shopping for someone else, isn't it?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, right. Last night, you were like, oh, my God. What am I going to say? I've got to practice looking in the mirror.
I was like, what happens if she hates it? What happens if I hate it? What happens if we're both too polite? He was like, no, you won't be. You know each other better than that. But I was just thinking it's got to be. Imagine if it's awful. Imagine if she's just like... Yeah, so we've got to now see if they fit, haven't we?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, if you have a friend that you could potentially do this with or a family member, maybe it's worth pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Maybe even it's been a while since you've been clothes shopping for yourself and it could just be the thing that you need to look forward to your Christmas, New Year celebrations, even if they're not going to be what you thought they might be. We are going to roll the music and then maybe we will record a little bit of us actually wearing them. See you on the other side.
Bye.
Have a great week. I've got the dress on.
It looks
amazing. It's actually
too big.
A little bit big. I've got to get a smaller size, but it's beautiful. The way the arms, the wrists look are so.
Oh, it looks
I feel
beautiful.
So glamorous. Like I've got my nails done at the moment, and it just makes you feel glamorous.
Your leggings, it looks hot.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The green really suits you.
I love it. So your one, you've got it on.
I love it. Just my boob's too big.
Boob's too big, so you might have to go up one, but then have it taken in.
Yeah, but beautiful. Love it. Winner, winner. Chicken non-dinner. Yeah, get shopping. It's a good experience to make you feel good. Oh, you turned it off.